Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't even know how to start this. We love King Soopers. Throw that out there. The bags that we gave away this year with King Soopers and Poppy on them. Ooh. Thank you guys for making that happen. Having said that, people are stealing from their self-checkouts.
Not just King Soopers.
It's all self-checkouts, but it's like, that's right. The self-checkout that comes to mind. In Colorado, I know Safeway still exists.
The Target ones are nice.
Target
self-checkout. Yeah.
I also feel like the attendant is more attentive at Target.
The way it's set up is a little better, I think.
Yeah.
Does your King Soopers now have a security guard, though, checking your receipt?
Yes, I was going to ask about that because I saw a TikTok, and granted, it was when I was six, so I don't know if I dreamt it. Because, you know, when you just have those moments, whatever.
Nope.
Okay.
Too much, Michael?
Yes. There was a guy that was like, that's technically illegal. You don't have to show him your receipt. And I wanted to ask if that was true or not.
Absolutely.
It is illegal?
Yeah, you can just walk by him. You don't have to show him.
Maybe it was hack. Maybe
but
it wasn't
Costco,
a TikTok.
You do.
No, you don't. You've never tried to not go. Technically, they can't stop you. It's like a weird loophole thing where they're going to...
Are you being serious? You believe that's a law?
There was something specific that this guy said.
Well, I mean, just think it through. Like, is he going to put his hands on you and physically stop you
from
leaving?
They will be like, hold on, sir.
You can just keep walking.
Hey, I've literally gone through. I had four items, didn't get a bag. He saw me walk up, scan the four items, put them all in my hand, and he's like, where's your receipt? And I was like, my hands are full. You saw me do the whole thing.
Are we looking up the
refusing
law?
Refusing to show your receipt is a violation of Costco's terms and could result in your membership being revoked.
So that might be different.
Costco specific.
At a members only.
Yes. Yeah, that's interesting.
But what about it is not law, but they could.
Interesting.
Because you
more of a private.
They can revoke your membership, but King Soopers can't
there
revoke your.
There is no law forcing you to. However, they're allowed to ask for it, and you may face being asked to leave or being banned if you refuse.
Here's the weird thing.
I've like, always showed
I've
it, but...
I've done it one time because I saw a video of the same thing. So I was like, I'm going to try it. And he's like, can I see your receipt? And I just said, nope.
Of all the moments...
And I just kept walking. And nothing happened. It was like, oh, okay.
That gives me hives.
You and I are very much alike
I was very nervous.
In our disdain for confrontation.
Uh-huh.
Why would you...
Because I saw it. I'm like, I wonder if that's true. I wonder what will happen. I've never even thought... to not show them my receipt. Like,
but if you haven't done anything wrong, like, just show it. Who cares?
But I didn't do anything wrong. I paid. I'm leaving.
Yeah. And it's not like they go through your bag and check. Yeah.
They do.
No.
Like if you have a bunch of stuff and you look.
Not at Costco. At Costco, I've seen them do that.
Costco, they count.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
King Soopers, I've never seen them do it.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
King Soopers, self-checkouts in general. Mm. People are stealing more. And I just have to say, what do you mean?
Has anyone in this room stolen from a self-checkout?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I don't show my receipt.
I could never.
It was one time.
Purposely?
Yeah.
Why?
To see if I could get away with it.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is what I don't. I'm like, if
I
you're
I don't know
truly,
either of these people in the room with us.
I know. If you are truly, truly in need and like, if you're like, I have to get a loaf of bread. Oh, is this the ethics of
stealing bread to feed your family thing?
Yes. In that case, I'd be like,
turn a blind
eye. I kind of understand. It's not like
you know
go
she stole
like,
something like lip, law,
but,
lip
like,
gloss.
You didn't need
was it really lip gloss?
Yeah.
Oh my God, get with, out of no, this room.
I was with my friend who had gotten kicked out and banned from Hobby Lobbies because she had stolen so much. And I was like, I'm going to try it.
Rightfully so.
I know that. So I was like, let me try
it. The rule breaker in, or the rule follower in me like is getting the shakes.
I want to do it now for the record.
Oh, this wasn't recent?
No. Hmm. Well,
she didn't sound like
6-7 years ago.
Okay, that's not.
You knew better.
Yeah. But
and she had enough money if she wanted it.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've never and you would never.
I have never. And in fact, I'm sorry.
Oh gosh, I stole from Hannah. Claire's too.
Oh.
I was like 13.
This is my best friend and I went to Claire's together. And suddenly we're walking out. I don't think we bought anything. We were just looking and they're like, ma'am, or girls, I need you to stop. And I'm ghost white. I'm sweating. I'm like, what do you
mean? Even though you haven't done anything wrong,
well, right,
I'm exactly
but then,
yeah, like
checking
you.
Your pockets. And then they're like, and then they said, actually not you. And they sent me out alone at the mall as a young girl. And they had to call my friend's mom. And she
how
went
much stuff
to like
did she have?
Mall jail. She just mall had jail? A ring. She
just one ring?
She just wanted to know if she could.
Yeah.
I love her so much, Hannah. I'm sorry.
Not as skilled as Aaron, though.
At 12.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.